What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am stoked you're here. And I know I say that all the time, but you know why? Because I'm freaking stoked. So I'm going to keep saying it. The truth is that I love you guys so much. And you guys have been such an amazing audience. My ratings have been going up, and you guys are constantly leaving me reviews and coming on here and following my guests and telling me how much you love the content of what I'm putting out. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of that. I want you to make sure that you like and subscribe and all that. So if you're not subscribed yet, go ahead and get on that. And then share the videos too, because I bring on really good humans. And the reason for that is because I want them to grow, challenge, and transform our thinking so that we can really get unstuck and get things done in life, right? So today, I have another good human for you. Her name is Christy, and she's the force behind the best life mindset. Now, Christy isn't just talking transformation. She's actually lived it. In 6 pivotal months, she's left a toxic job and an abusive marriage and chose sobriety for after 20 years, right? Now she runs a profitable business, enjoys a loving family, and has I love the way she traded cocktails for yoga, right? Because she's really walking the walk here, guys. So she's on a mission to help you craft your best life too. And that's why I wanted her here. So I wanted her here to have a great conversation so that all of you who are struggling with something or going through something know how to get unstuck and move. So I want to dive into this with Christy. So Christy, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here. I love your energy.
Thank you. I know I have a lot of it. It's the ADHD, Christy. I can't do nothing about it.
Right.
Same here. So good to have you. I'm really, really glad you're here. So I wanted to dive into all of that. But before I do that, I always like my audience to know who they're listening to. So my first question off the bat is, who are you? I know I gave a little intro, but there's a lot more facets to us, right? So who are you, Christy? Tell us.
Well, let's see. I am a wife and a mother and have a blended family with 3 kids total. And I'm the owner of FaceLogic Dallas, a spa here in Dallas. And I also have a coaching business and I'm an author and so many things, a friend, a daughter, a sister, all of the things.
I love that. Right. And I love the way us as humans are so multifaceted, right? I think it's just so important to realize that you don't need to only think of yourself in one lane, right? Like, I think we should be experts in something, right? I think we all are in something, whether it's with something that we've done in our career or maybe an amazing mother or an amazing sister, whatever that is. But we're so multifaceted. And so I love that you are doing all of these different things. So you have your own like brick and mortar. Is that what you have? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
Then you have a coaching business too. Is the coaching business online or is that like a brick and mortar as well?
It's through Zoom. Okay. I do meet with clients in Dallas if they want to meet in person, but otherwise it's on Zoom.
All right. So let's dig into you, Christy. Let's dig in because you know what? When we first met, that's what really like attracted me to you and your story was the fact that you've overcome quite a few challenges. And, you know, I have a really great audience of a lot of like mindsets of entrepreneurship and leaders and CEOs and stuff that listen to the show. And I always want to give them a perspective to have them realize that they can show up in their authentic self, that they can be who they really are. And that, you know, we all go through challenges and I wanted to, if you're open to that, I'd like to dig into, you know, some of these challenges that you've had and how you've overcome them. Are you open to that?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
So my story in a nutshell is back in 2011, I was married in an abusive marriage. I was working in corporate America in a very glamorous international role, traveling the world as a director level employee, making great money, tons of perks, great benefits, totally miserable in that job. Mm-hmm. Absolutely hated it by the end. It was like killing me. I was on, I don't know how many medications in my mid 30s by the time, wow. You know, by the time I left, I was on antidepressants, anti-inflammatories, different medication for acid reflux from stress, high blood pressure medication, you know, all of these things. On top of that, I was an alcoholic. So I had a lot of not so great things going on and was in denial kind of what was going on because it all looked really good on paper. Thought, you know, you're married to this really charming man and you have this, you know, 4 or 5 year old sweet little girl and this amazing job and you make so much money. And I was like, yeah, but I'm miserable. And, you know, people would tell me, well, maybe you have a gratitude problem. And when I started looking at it, I realized that wasn't really the problem as much as going back to what you were saying before about being your authentic self. I wasn't living my life as my authentic self at all in any way. And my core values weren't in alignment, for example, with that job. And so there was no amount of money I could make or new title I could get that was ever going to make me love that job. It just was not a good fit for those reasons. And then I left that job. And from the day I left that job, within 6 months, I also got out of that abusive marriage and quit drinking and got myself into a rehab program and started my life over and then just completely reinvented myself from the time I left that corporate job to about 2 years later to where I was, had met the man that I would later marry and blend a family with, had bought a successful spa and got to do all of it while being sober. So I am living my best life now.
That's so good. That's so good. And I know you kind of like skated through a lot of that. So let's dig in a little bit because you know what? It takes something in you to do that though, because that's how you did a lot of change in a little bit of time. Right. So you had a lot of stuff happening to you because you said you were also drinking for like a good 20 years, right? Did I read that right?
Oh yeah.
So you were drinking for like a good 20 years and everything. Right. So, you know, it's funny, right? That we, that when we're miserable like that in a high paying job, in this big role, people cannot fathom why you would want to leave that. You know what I mean? Like people struggle with that in their own mind. Like, why would she want to leave a 6 or 7 figure job? What is wrong with her? Right. It must be a gratitude problem. Right. And I think it's because people really struggle with that. Like, I think the world has set us up to think that that is winning, right? Yeah. To have that 6-figure job and the picket fence and the house and the car and the handsome, charming husband and the one kid or whatever that is. And it's everything is like perfect until it's not, right? Because you are literally hurting yourself. I mean, for you to have to be on several different medications and drinking and in an abusive relationship, you would have ended up completely harming yourself. You know, you know, whether it's with illness or whatever. So what was that moment for you though, Christy? Like what finally said, maybe this is not a gratitude problem. Maybe I'm really freaking struggling here and I'm done. What was that for you?
You know, it was a middle of the night moment where I had been so miserable for so long and I wasn't looking at it like I'm an alcoholic or I have a drinking problem and this is terrible. Mm-hmm. I knew I hated my job and I was kind of in denial about the abusive marriage because I didn't want that to be the case because I was very much involved with a core value that said you never get divorced. It's for better or worse. So I wasn't really looking at it that way at that point. I was looking at it like we have some problems here. So in the middle of the night, one night, I literally sat bolt upright and screamed out, "Help me, God." It was the weirdest thing, like screamed it out. And from that moment on, I realized I had reached rock bottom and I didn't know what any of the answers were, didn't know how to do it. But I, within probably a week or so of that, got out of my job. And then was at home more and being at home more, I realized that, you know, I'm still drinking a lot. It's not just this job. I'm still drinking like 2 bottles of wine a night by myself. If I'm not going out, like I'm still drinking 2 bottles of wine and that's miserable. You feel terrible. You feel terrible the next day. You say and do things that are awful and that you don't know what they are. And it was no longer just being the life of the party. It was certainly had become an issue. And then, I had a wake up call literally in the middle of one night where, I was awakened by the full weight of my husband on top of me, hitting me and telling me he was going to kill me and that I was a terrible person. And I, reached to the nightstand to get my phone to try to call the police during that. And he said, Oh, what are you doing? Are you going to get your phone? Are you going to call the police? Is that what you think is going to happen? You're going to call the police and have Riley's dad hauled off in front of her? Is that the kind of selfish mom you are? It is. I can see where you want to do that, but that's not happening here tonight. And the next, you know, I realized there's no way I could keep her safe if she came in. At that point, it was a very volatile situation, and this had passed any commitment that I had made at the altar, and it was time to make a change. And the next day, I called the marriage counselor, and I said, I need a safe way to get out of this situation. And she helped me figure all of that out and got free.
Amen. Amen. Right. Wow. That is deep. I was in a domestic violent relationship as well. He tried to kill me, put a gun to my head and pulled the trigger. Right. And, I was afraid of guns for, I'm sorry for you too. Right. But not right. Because I think it makes us such badasses. You know what I'm saying? Like to overcome that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they're the pieces of crap. We're good, right?
And don't ever call me a victim. I'm a survivor.
Exactly right. So, but I am sorry that we have to go through things like that, or that women have to go through things, or even men. Some men are abused as well, right? But I'm also so glad, because you mentioned God, and I believe in God as well. I'm also so glad for God. Like there was something for me to look towards, you know. So you got out of that. Praise God, alive with your daughter. That's amazing. I love that. And then when you got out of that, were you still drinking? Like, was that something that still you struggled with a little bit?
Yes. And then my uncle died of end-stage alcoholism. Mm. And I saw his daughters at the funeral, who are the sweetest two girls in the world. And they were in their 20s at the time. And watching their grief. Mm. Was the most horrible thing I've ever seen. I've never seen two such devastated people in my life. And the fact that it was a completely preventable death, and that they had tried to help prevent as the children, which is so unbelievable, by hiring an interventionist, and it just didn't work. And as I was sitting there at that funeral, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I'm about to go up and give some words that I wrote while I was completely drunk last night for a man who drank himself to death.
Wow.
And then we're going to go to a family celebration of life after this and have a bartender, and we're all going to get hammered again. Right. And what is this life I'm living, and how ironic and wrong is that? Yeah. And then, you know, the big aha of I'm sitting next to my 4 or 5 year old daughter and thinking, what if this is her one day? Because right. I didn't have the strength to figure this out. And she is the one weeping in the pews because right. I didn't take care of this. And then, so about a month and a half later, I checked myself into a outpatient rehab and took care of that. Powerful.
Yeah, that's powerful though, because, you know, it's one thing to get that, you know, wake up call, and it's another thing to do something about it. Those are two different things. Right. And the reason I say that is because a lot of us get wake up calls, right? How many people have you known who are ill from, I don't know, diabetes or whatever, but then will eat completely things they're not supposed to, right? Or I remember when I used to be in the medical field, I used to have people that used to have lung cancer, and they would burn their face because they were smoking still with the oxygen on, right? That's to show you that there are two different things, from a wake up call, like, oh shoot, I need to change this, to actually changing it. Right. Kudos to you, girl. Kudos to you. Cause that's not an easy
thing. And it's hard because with alcoholism, you can be a perfectly functional alcoholic. I mean, I was still able to have a successful career, a social life, a volunteer, you know, do all of the things. I just was also an alcoholic and was physically sick and mentally sick. And I mean, it was awful.
And it's something that people don't really shun you about either, right? Like if you have a wine in your hand and people don't know you're an alcoholic, nobody's going to say anything. They don't care, you know, because it's legal.
Yeah, and you're the fun. Drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you're the life of the party, and everyone wants to hang out with you. And it's hard to quit drinking because it's such a part of your identity. It's such a part of your social life. It feels like a huge sacrifice when you have to make that change. Yeah. But there are ways to figure that out. You know, you can swap cocktails for yoga and make new friends at yoga and go there at 6 o'clock at night, you know?
Exactly. Is that what you did? Is that what happened? Did you started to get into taking care of yourself holistically?
Yeah, that was one of the things that I started to do. I was looking for replacement activities for things to do at 6 o'clock so that I would not be tempted to open a bottle of wine or go get a bottle of wine to open, I guess. So and I stumbled upon yoga. And then from yoga, I stumbled upon meditation. And all of that was truly life changing. So that's why now I have written a book with all the strategies that I stumbled upon that if I had had, it could have made everything so much easier to rebuild and reinvent.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about your
book. For me, it was just figuring it out. So I've written a book called Create My Best Life. And it's funny because it tells my whole story in detail. And I had never told this story to anybody. I kept it completely secret. I didn't tell anybody when it was going on. I didn't tell anyone after it went on. I went on to reinvent myself, to marry a new person. My daughter was too young to really remember all the details of it at that time. And I moved to a new city, a different suburb, went to a new church. Like everything was kind of different.
Everything. And yeah.
I changed everything, which was great. And, you know, I'd never told people, you know, if they asked like what happened with, you know, your daughter's father, I would just say, oh, it didn't work out. Okay. Oh, you don't drink. You don't want some wine. I'm like, oh no, people in my family drink a lot. So I just am kind of like afraid to drink too much or whatever. Just true. People in my family love to party, but that's not why I don't drink. I don't drink because I'm an alcoholic. Right. So I never told the truth about any of these things and really guarded those secrets of my life because I felt so much shame and so much just a protectiveness around it. And it felt like just a whole other life I had led. And then recently, a year ago, in a moment of quiet, a moment of meditation, I saw where I was going to write a book and I was going to tell people the story and I was going to kind of come out and really be my authentic self and actually be myself for the first time in my life. And, you know, that this book would help people because it would give them hope and it would give them strategies to change their life if they need to, from something as big as the things I had to change or something smaller. And I saw myself coaching people and speaking, and I saw what the chapters of the book would be. And, it was just crazy. And then when I went to write the book, it's like I had seen the whole thing and I wrote it in less than a week.
Cool. Wow. It took me 10 months. That's awesome.
It was just so there. Good. And it was fun and it was easy because it was meant to be. It was my living my true purpose.
Yeah. So give me like a couple of things from the book. Like give me like one or two things that you want, that you talk about in the book, like for people to start transforming their lives.
Well, we talk first about your authentic self and how in your core values and how you have to align in every area of your life with your core values to be able to love your life and be fulfilled. Yeah. So I have another tool that's called the Reinvention Roadmap, which we're going to give free to the listeners today. It'll be in the show notes. It's at our website, bestlifemindset.com. And that actually is a tool that I wish that I had had, because when I was going through everything and couldn't figure out what was wrong, you know how I said I was kind of in denial and people were like, you have a gratitude. And I was like, but I am so miserable, but I didn't know why. If I had had this tool, I would have been able to pinpoint all of the things and make the changes accordingly. So it helps you. It goes through different parts of your life. It asks you very thought-provoking questions, like if every job in the world paid the same amount, what would you be doing? And it helps you go through your personal life, your professional life, your family life, your work-life balance, and see where it's aligning. You write out your own core values, and then you sort of do a matching game to see where the issues might be. And then you start figuring out what it might look like to start making those changes to get toward your best life. And, it's, you know, and then once you do that, your next steps are the steps that are in the book, which are, you know, figuring out where you have limiting beliefs and putting together affirmations to counteract those beliefs that you say every day, you know, manifesting through meditation, which is so powerful, manifesting that new future, that new life, you know, thinking with an abundance mentality, you know, replacement strategies, habit stacking, determination, all of those things help you create that new positive mindset and get your neurons firing in a new way so that you can rewire your brain into being really positive all of the time so that you can have a great outlook and change your life accordingly to be something new and wonderful, something you may not have even been able to ever imagine before you get there.
That's really amazing. I built an academy that goes through a lot of what you talked about. And what I love about what you did too is that you're taking the book and you're making it your own. Well, it sounds to me like you're also implementing a lot of those strategies so that they have not just the book, but also your coaching, right? So talk to me about your coaching. Like, is that something if someone's listening right now and they're like, I really am jiving with Christy. I love her story. I see myself in this story. What does that look like to work with you?
Well, I do one-on-one coaching where we meet once a week and talk through what's going on. The first step is, of course, we go through the reinvention roadmap and customize it. And you get your own copy of everything that you've figured out after the first session of where am I not aligned? What do I need to do? And how am I going to do it? And then we go through essentially the different things that I've mentioned that are in the book. You know, depending on each person, it's customized to what they need the most first. So if they're really struggling with limiting beliefs, we're going to start there and get down to what those are. And then we'll figure out the affirmations and get those going. I also do a personalized meditation for all my clients. That's a manifesting meditation that includes the affirmations that gets you really spending quiet time visualizing the future that you want and visualizing yourself as you want. So, you know, you're physically healthy, you're eating right, you're exercising, you've never been in better shape, you're doing your dream job, whatever that is. And it takes a lot of time in there to think about, what does that make me feel like? How do I feel in my dream house? You know, and you visualize walking around and seeing pictures of your kids in this dream house, and you look out the windows and you see what that is. And then you go to work and it's customized to whatever it is that you want to do for a living and so on. And you just think about how it makes you feel, because that's so key to manifesting, is thinking about the feeling you get whenever you're that new person.
Yeah. 100%. Right. I mean, it's kinesthetics, right? It's just thinking, feeling, actually like almost tangible. It's like, it has to almost feel tangible, right? I love that. Yeah. I do like a wealth, like an abundance wealth mindset thing with my ladies. And it's absolutely amazing to see, you know, the breakthroughs that they get, and then this to see the increase in their life afterwards. There is something about that. There just is. And I think it's because I call it the red car syndrome. You probably heard of it. I'm not sure. But for me, like, I feel like every time you buy something like a red car or whatever, all you see in the streets are red cars. Like, you've never noticed red cars before. Yeah. Now that's all you see, right? And I think that that's what manifestation is. It's like really aligning yourself with what God wants to give you, what the world, you know, has to offer, what you can bring out to the world. And I think that a lot of things just start to connect. They just start, all these little dots start connecting, and you start to recognize that they're there. I also feel like you have to show up. You have to show up for you. You know, you can't just... what I feel. I feel like you just can't wish. You have to also get them. You have to also start moving in that direction. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You have to have inspired action toward what it is you're visualizing.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Unfortunately, you can't just sit around meditating and manifesting all day long. You also have to put the inspired action behind it.
I tried it, Christy. It don't work. I was trying to manifest millions of dollars. I still didn't get it. I was like, oh, I got to work? Oh, dang. Okay, let me go do something.
But you can work where it doesn't even feel like work, and you can do things that you love, and you can do things with people you love. And
yeah, I love it.
Life can be amazing.
It really can. So you also have your brick and mortar. So what got, is that what you started first, is the spa, and then got into coaching? Or how did that dynamic go?
So I bought the spa about a year and a half after I left corporate America, maybe almost 2 years. And that was a situation where one of the things we talk about in the book, there's a whole chapter dedicated to reframing events that seem very negative into something positive. And I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was a little bit scared to do that and didn't know exactly how to do it. Right. And so I would have headhunters call me with opportunities, and I would get distracted by the shiny objects.
Yeah.
And this is the story of how I reframed an event and ended up finally being an entrepreneur, and how I'm so thankful for it. So I had a headhunter call to say that one of the premier magazines in Dallas wanted to interview me to talk about me starting a TV station. branded with this magazine. And I thought, that is probably the coolest thing I can imagine doing in my life, is starting a TV station. I mean, like, seriously. And so went through the whole interview process, got the offer. Christmas Eve day, went and picked up a new Lexus. Like, I'm back on track. This is so great. Got a call that afternoon at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve from the owner of the magazine, who said, we have to rescind the offer due to a very long story. And I thought, this cannot actually be happening to me, you know? And so I had a little pity party, and then I woke up the next day and I realized and reframed this to, that was God's way of shutting a door to keep me on the path to becoming an entrepreneur. I am supposed to be an entrepreneur. That's what I've always wanted to do. I just have the fear, and look what can happen whenever you try to go back to the corporate America route. It also cannot work out. So why not try and bet on yourself? So that was Christmas Day. And on January 2nd, I called a business broker, and by March 1st, I was in my new spa.
Oh, wow. You go, girl. You don't play games.
Because it was a line. It was a line. Exactly. It was meant to be. That was what I was always supposed to do. So, and like, how thankful am I that didn't work out? Not only that, but also because the TV station didn't make it a year or so.
Oh,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Ain't that right? A sidebar.
Oh, ain't that
so
right.
I have my spa, and I love my spa, and it has given me all of this crazy fun, you know, freedom to be able to raise kids and on my own terms. And it was everything that I wanted it to be. And I mean, the whole time that I was trying to figure out what I was going to do next for those 2 years, I sat there and I would say, you know, God, I just need something, please, that will help me support this child as a single mom with no child support. I need something that I can be able to have my own values, not be compromised again. And I need something that allows me to raise this child and give her the time and attention that she deserves after having that international job before. And guess what? That magazine job did not fit that bill, but that was something that was a shiny object that distracted me. Right. Yeah. And so I almost got back onto the hamster wheel. And, anyway, when the spa came to be, it was everything that I wanted it to be for those three main things. And it has been for the last decade.
Wow. Good for you, Christy. I love your story. I love who you are and what you're about. And I love your tenacity, your strength, your resilience. It's a beautiful thing to see. It really, really is. And I just love women like you who are willing to, you know, not just rebuild their life, but help others rebuild their lives. And that's just so impactful. And I think that's what we are supposed to do. I really believe that. I believe that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go through the things that we go through in life because we are supposed to learn the valuable lessons, the strength and the tenacity that comes with that, and then help somebody else along. I really believe that. You know, I believe in the law of reciprocity. Yeah, I just do. I was reading a scripture that's, you know, talked about, you know, hard times building, making you like persistent, and persistence making you strong. I don't have all the words in front of me, but it's that thing, right? Like, and then there's another one that says, when you don't feel like standing anymore, stand. And that always spoke powerfully to me, like, whew, because there's been times I've been knocked down to the ground and I'm like, I just brush it off and I stand, you know? And even when you don't feel like standing, you just stand. And that's what you remind me of. You remind me of that. And I just love
that's
the strength.
That's great. Just stand.
Yeah. Just stand. And so thank you for being here and being on Straight Talk. But before I let you go, I know that there are people who are like, holy crap, Christy's my girl, right? So before I let you go, I do want to have them know how to reach you. So give us all of that again, your information, how they can reach you, follow you, things like that.
So the website is bestlifemindset.com. You can email me anytime at Christy@bestlifemindset.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram under those same handles. And, you know, I'd love to work with anyone. I'd love to do a 30-minute complimentary coaching call. Just email me. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I love to help people. So please reach out if it's something you feel like would be helpful.
Yeah. You know, I have to say it's going to sound weird. So let me think of how I'm going to say this, because I was going to say, I'm really grateful that you've gone through what you've gone through, because now the world can be grateful for as many people as you're helping get through what they're going through. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I'm not sorry for any of it, because it has made me a different person and has given me the ability to help others.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on Straight Talk. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. I told you guys, best humans on the freaking planet. Isn't she amazing? Make sure that you follow her. I'm going to link everything below too, because you want to go to that website and, you know, take that read that free or take that free test or whatever. Is it like a quiz or something on there?
We call it a guided journey. A little workbook. It's like five questions, but it makes you think and it helps you get started.
Well, there you go. You go on Reinvention there, guys. I love that. So please make sure you go on there and take that, because hello, it's about transformation. It's about, you know, looking at things in a different angle. And, you know, sometimes you have to, not sometimes, I always say this and I believe this. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs a coach. Every coach needs a coach. Every therapist needs a therapist, whatever have you. We all need somebody. So I want you to think about it that way. Don't think about it like, oh, you know, I don't really want to work with anybody, whatever. Don't think about life that way, because alone you cannot do it. You do need people around you and giving you a different perspective. And that's what this is about here on Straight Talk, is to make sure that we give you straight talk, but that we grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. You guys are absolutely amazing. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that beautiful stuff. You know what to do. I love you. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.